Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Imagine being in Oleg Gordievsky's shoes, trapped in the Soviet Union, knowing that the KGB is closing in and every second counts. In today's episode, we'll uncover the nerve-wracking story of how Gordievsky attempted to escape the clutches of the Soviet regime, discover the nail-biting risks he faced and the extraordinary lengths MI6 went to in orchestrating his rescue. We'll dive into the strategic maneuvers and split-second decisions that made Operation Pimlico a daring success. Why was Gordievsky such a high-value target for the KGB, and how did he manage to evade their grasp? Join us as we unravel this thrilling tale of espionage, survival, and escape from behind the Iron Curtain. You won't want to miss the heart-stopping moments that define Gordievsky's journey to freedom. So right off the bat, we gotta set the stage. The Cold War was a period of geopolitical tension between the Soviet Union and the West, led by the United States and its NATO allies, lasting from the mid-1940s to the early 1990s. It was characterized by ideological conflict, political intrigue, and the looming threat of nuclear war. This era was marked by intense rivalry, where both superpowers sought to expand their influence across the globe, promoting their respective ideologies of communism and capitalism. The division of Europe post-World War II set the stage for the Cold War. The Iron Curtain descended across the continent, separating the communist East from the capitalist West. The Berlin Wall became a physical and symbolic representation of this divide. Each side viewed the other as an existential threat, leading to an arms race, proxy wars, and a constant jockeying for geopolitical advantage. The Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 was one of the most critical flashpoints, bringing the world to the brink of nuclear war. This event underscored the ever-present danger of mutual destruction and highlighted the precarious balance of power that defined the Cold War era. Both superpowers engaged in numerous proxy conflicts, from Korea and Vietnam to Afghanistan, as they vied for influence in the developing world. Amidst this global tension, espionage emerged as a vital tool for both sides. Intelligence agencies like the CIA, MI6, and the KGB engaged in a shadowy battle for secrets and information. Spies became the unsung heroes and villains in the Cold War, operating in secrecy and often at great personal risk. Espionage was crucial for several reasons. One, strategic advantage. You gather intelligence on military capabilities, political intentions, and technological advancements provided a critical edge. Knowing the enemy's plans and weaknesses could avert crises and shape policy decisions. Two, psychological warfare. Spies were instrumental in spreading disinformation and propaganda, undermining the enemy's morale and sowing discord within their ranks. And three, technological competition. The race for technological supremacy, particularly in nuclear arms and space exploration, was fueled by intelligence operations. Stealing secrets and acquiring technological blueprints were high priorities for both sides. And four, counterintelligence. Neutralizing enemy spies and preventing infiltration were vital to national security. Both the West and the Soviet Union invested heavily in counterintelligence operations to protect their interests. So now, we're going to discuss Oleg Gordievsky's crucial role. Oleg was a pivotal figure in this clandestine world. As a senior KGB officer, he had access to the inner workings of Soviet intelligence. His defection to MI6 provided the West with invaluable insights into Soviet strategies, military capabilities, and political maneuvering. Gordievsky's intelligence was instrumental in several key ways. NATO's defense strategies, he provided details about Soviets' perceptions of NATO, allowing the West to adjust its strategies accordingly. Nuclear de-escalation. Gordievsky's information helped the West understand the Soviet stance on nuclear weapons, contributing to arms control negotiations and reducing the risk of conflict. Political insights. His reports shed light on the internal dynamics of the Soviet leadership, helping Western governments anticipate and respond to Soviet actions. Gordievsky's contributions were so significant that they have been credited with helping to prevent potential conflicts and misunderstandings that could have escalated into full-blown war. Beyond the strategic implications, espionage during the Cold War was deeply personal. Spies like Gordievsky risked their lives and the safety of their families to serve a cause they believed in. The psychological toll of living a double life, constantly under threat of exposure, added a human dimension to the geopolitical chess game of the Cold War. In this episode, we'll explore the daring mission to extract Gordievsky from the Soviet Union, a mission that not only saved his life, but also dealt a significant blow to the KGB. Operation Pimlico stands as a testament to the bravery and ingenuity of those who operated in the shadows, shaping the course of history through their courage and sacrifice. So who is this Oleg Gordievsky? Oleg Gordievsky stands out as one of the most significant figures in the shadowy world of Cold War espionage. His story is one of courage, conviction, and a deep personal struggle that led him to betray his homeland in pursuit of a greater cause. To understand his impact, we got to dive into his background, his motivations, and his remarkable contributions to Western intelligence. Oleg Gordievsky was born October 10th, 1938 in Moscow into a family deeply rooted in Soviet intelligence. His father served as a KGB officer, instilling in Gordievsky a sense of duty and patriotism from an early age. Following in his father's footsteps, he joined the KGB in 1963 after graduating from the prestigious Moscow State Institute of International Relations, a breeding ground for future diplomats and intelligence officers. Gordievsky's early career was marked by a series of strategic postings that broadened his understanding of Western culture and politics. In 1966, he was assigned to East Berlin, where he witnessed firsthand the oppressive nature of the Soviet regime and its satellite states. This experience began to sow seeds of doubt about the moral and ethical foundations of the system he served. His career took a pivotal turn in the early 70s when he was posted to Copenhagen, Denmark, under diplomatic cover. The assignment provided Gordievsky with his first real exposure to Western society and ideals. During this period, his disillusionment with the Soviet regime grew, particularly in response to the brutal suppression of the Prague Spring in 1968, when Soviet tanks rolled into Czechoslovakia to quash a movement for political liberalization. It was during his time in Denmark that Gordievsky first came into contact with British intelligence. Recognizing his potential, MI6 approached him with an offer to collaborate. Initially, Gordievsky's cooperation was tentative, but as his disillusionment with the Soviet Union deepened, he made the monumental decision to work with MI6. Gordievsky's recruitment marked a turning point in Cold War espionage. MI6 recognized the extraordinary value of his position within the KGB as it provided unprecedented access to Soviet intelligence operations.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Over the years, he became one of MI6's most valuable assets, providing a steady flow of critical intelligence that shaped Western strategies during this tense period. Gordievsky's decision to become a double agent was driven by a combination of ideological and personal factors. His disillusionment with the Soviet system was rooted in the regime's disregard for human rights, individual freedoms, and its oppressive tactics against its own people. The events of the Prague Spring were a turning point, solidifying his belief that the Soviet Union was on the wrong side of history. Gordievsky was drawn to the principles of democracy and freedom, values he saw embodied in Western societies. He believed that by working with MI6, he could contribute to a cause that promoted these ideals and challenged the oppressive nature of the Soviet regime. His actions were not just an act of betrayal against his homeland, they were a commitment to a vision of a better world, where freedom and human rights were paramount. The intelligence provided by Gordievsky was transformative, offering insights that significantly impacted the course of the Cold War. His contributions were vast and varied, encompassing military, political, and strategic domains. Gordievsky provided detailed information about Soviet military strategies and capabilities. He reported on internal dynamics of the Soviet leadership. He offered insight into the Soviets' perceptions of nuclear strategy. And he exposed several Soviet spies operating in the West, allowing MI6 and other Western intelligence agencies to neutralize these threats and protect their operations. Gordievsky's contributions were so significant that they have been credited with helping to avert potential conflicts, misunderstandings that could have escalated into war. His work not only saved lives, but also played a part in the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War. For Oleg Gordievsky, living a double life as a KGB officer and a secret MI6 was a dangerous balancing act. For over a decade, he navigated the perilous world of espionage, providing invaluable intelligence to the West while maintaining his cover within one of the most secretive and paranoid organizations in the world. However, the inherent risk of such a double life is the constant threat of exposure, and for Gordievsky, the danger became all too real as the KGB suspicions grew. KGB suspicions of Gordievsky did not arise overnight. As a high-ranking officer within the KGB's London residency, Gordievsky's responsibilities required him to interact with British officials and diplomats. While these interactions were part of his official duties, Gordievsky's ability to move comfortably in Western circles began to draw attention. Some of his colleagues noted his fluency in English and his apparent affinity for Western culture, which stood in contrast to the typical Soviet officer's demeanor. Additionally, Gordievsky's promotion within the KGB put him in a position where he had access to sensitive information about Soviet operations in the West. His ascent through the ranks was watched carefully by both his superiors and his peers, any of whom could have harbored suspicions or professional jealousy. The culture within the KGB was one of distrust, where loyalty was constantly questioned, and any deviation from expected behavior could trigger an investigation. One of the pivotal moments in the discovery of Gordievsky's espionage activities involved Aldrich Ames, a CIA officer who had become a mole for the KGB. Ames, driven by financial difficulties, began selling secrets to the Soviet Union in the mid-1980s. His betrayal provided the KGB with a wealth of information about Western intelligence operations and led to the exposure of several agents working for the West. While Ames did not directly identify Gordievsky as a double agent, the information he provided significantly increased the KGB's counterintelligence efforts. The revelations from Ames included general warnings about Soviet moles within the Western intelligence community, prompting the KGB to tighten its internal security measures and scrutinize its own officers closely. In May 1985, Gordievsky received an unexpected summons to return to Moscow under the pretext of a promotion to head the London residency. This kind of recall was not uncommon in the KGB, often used as a means to reassign officers, or more ominously to investigate them away from their posts. Gordievsky was acutely aware of the dangers associated with such a recall, as it could signal the beginning of an investigation into his loyalty. Upon his arrival in Moscow, Gordievsky immediately sensed that something was amiss. He was placed under strict surveillance and subjected to a series of interrogations and psychological tests. The KGB employed a range of tactics to assess his loyalty, including polygraph tests and subtle psychological pressure designed to elicit signs of guilt or deception. Despite maintaining his composure during these intense sessions, Gordievsky understood that the KGB's suspicions were escalating. His situation was precarious, and any misstep could lead to his arrest and execution. The KGB had not yet gathered definitive evidence of his espionage activities, but the circumstantial evidence and his behavior were enough to warrant continued suspicion. During this time, Gordievsky relied on his training and instincts to navigate the perilous environment. He meticulously monitored his own actions, avoided any contact that might raise further suspicion, and remained vigilant against potential traps set by the KGB. Realizing that his situation was becoming untenable, Gordievsky made the difficult decision to activate a prearranged emergency signal with MI6. This signal, a covert method of communication, indicated that he was in immediate danger and required extraction. The decision was fraught with risk, as any misstep in this execution of the signal could expose his true allegiance. The activation of this signal set in motion Operation Pimlico, a daring and complex rescue mission orchestrated by MI6 to extract Gordievsky from the Soviet Union. The operation was fraught with challenges, as MI6 had to devise a plan that could outsmart the vigilant KGB and ensure Gordievsky's safe passage for the West. Gordievsky's position within the KGB provided him with insights that were unparalleled in their depth and breadth. He was not only privy to high-level strategic discussions, but Hall also had access to internal dynamics of Soviet intelligence. This made his intelligence crucial for several reasons. In the mid-1980s, the Soviet Union, aware of its vulnerabilities to Western espionage, intensified its counterintelligence measures. This heightened scrutiny was part of a broader effort to shore up internal security and identify moles within the KGB. The environment within Soviet intelligence was becoming increasingly hostile and paranoid, with a renewed emphasis on rooting out traitors. The appointment of Viktor Chebrikov as the head of the KGB in 1982 marked a turning point in the agency's approach to counterintelligence. Known for his hardline stance, prioritized the identification and elimination of double agents. Under his leadership, the KGB intensified its vigilance, employing sophisticated surveillance and interrogation techniques to detect signs of disloyalty. Gordievsky, this meant that his every move was under scrutiny, and the margin for error was rapidly diminishing. KGB's enhanced counterintelligence capabilities increased the risk of his activities being uncovered, heightening the urgency for MI6 to act before it was too late. The political landscape of the mid-1980s was fraught with tension and uncertainty. The Soviet Union, under the leadership of Mikhail Gorbachev, was beginning to implement reforms that aimed to address the systemic issues plaguing the country. These reforms, known as, Russian words, but glasnost, were intended to revitalize the Soviet economy and society, but also created a sense of unpredictability and instability. For MI6, the changing political climate in the Soviet Union presented both opportunities and risks. On one hand, the reforms hinted at the possibility of a more open and less confrontational Soviet regime. On the other hand, the uncertainty surrounding these changes added a layer of complexity to intelligence operations, making the extraction of assets like Gordievsky even more critical. The political stakes of Gordievsky's extraction extended beyond his personal safety. Successfully rescuing him would demonstrate the West's commitment to its assets and serve as a powerful message of defiance against Soviet attempts to suppress dissent and control information. It was a statement of support for those who risked everything to challenge the Soviet regime from within. The decision to launch Operation Pimlico involved careful deliberation and coordination at the highest levels of MI6 and the British government. Key figures in British intelligence and political leadership recognized that Gordievsky's situation was untenable and that his capture would have catastrophic consequences for Western intelligence efforts. The planning process for the operation involved several key considerations: risk assessment, operation planning, and timing and execution. The stakes of Operation Pimlico were immense, encompassing both immediate and long-term implications for Western intelligence and geopolitical dynamics. Protection of Gordievsky's life. Ensuring Gordievsky's safety was the immediate priority. His knowledge of Western intelligence operations made him a high-value target for the KGB, and his capture would likely result in severe interrogation and execution. Preservation of intelligence capabilities. Gordievsky's extraction was vital to maintaining the flow of intelligence that informed Western strategies and decisions. His continued contributions were essential for navigating the complex landscape of the Cold War. Successfully executing the operation would bolster MI6's reputation and credibility, reinforcing the trust and confidence of other agents and allies. It demonstrated the West's commitment to protecting its assets and standing by those who risked their lives for freedom and democracy. Operation Pimlico was one of the most audacious and high-stakes missions undertaken by MI6 during the Cold War. It involved extracting one of their most valuable assets, Oleg Gordievsky, from the Soviet Union under the watchful eye of the KGB. Planning such a complex operation required meticulous attention to detail, strategic foresight, and seamless coordination across various levels of MI6. This section will dive deeply into the initial discussions, planning, and the careful selection of agents and resources that made Operation Pimlico a success. So, at the beginning, they recognized the urgency. The urgency of Gordievsky's clear when MI6 received his signal indicating that he was in imminent danger. The realization that the KGB was closing in on one of their most critical assets prompted immediate action. MI6's senior leadership convened a series of high-level meetings to assess the situation and devise a rescue plan. With the decision made to proceed with an extraction, MI6 planners set about crafting a covert strategy that could outmaneuver the KGB's formidable surveillance network. The planning sessions focused on several critical elements, operational objectives, contingency plans, and intelligence gathering. The success of Operation Pimlico hinged on the expertise and dedication of a carefully selected team of MI6 agents. The selection process was rigorous, focusing on individuals with the skills and qualities necessary to execute a high-stakes mission. MI6 identified agents with the following characteristics: field experience, language and cultural skills, technical expertise, and stealth and discretion. In addition to personnel, the operation required a range of resources to ensure its success, including logistical support, technology equipment, and allied cooperation. With agents selected and resources allocated, MI6 turned its attention to crafting a detailed escape plan. The plan involved a series of coordinated maneuvers designed to outsmart the KGB and ensure Gordievsky's safe passage to the West. Operation Pimlico was an intricate and high-stakes mission that required a team of elite MI6 agents, each chosen for their specific skills and experience in handling sensitive and dangerous operations. These operatives worked with precision and dedication to ensure the success of the mission, often placing themselves at great risk to protect Gordievsky and the integrity of the operation. So, starting off, we had John Scarlett, senior MI6 officer and key strategist. John Scarlett was a senior MI6 officer at the time of Operation Pimlico and one of the principal architects of the rescue plan. Scarlett's role was pivotal in both the strategic planning and the oversight of the operation's execution. His deep understanding of Soviet intelligence operations and Cold War geopolitics made him an invaluable asset to the team. Then we had Peter Dixon, field operative and lead extractor. Peter Dixon was the lead field operative responsible for the on-ground execution of the escape plan. His role involved coordinating the movements of the team and ensuring Gordievsky was safely guided through each phase of the extraction. Dixon's experience in covert operations and his calm demeanor under pressure were vital to the mission's success. And we had Sarah Parrish, communications specialist. Sarah Parrish was tasked with maintaining a secure and reliable communication between the operatives on the ground and MI6 headquarters. Her role was critical in coordinating signals, managing encrypted communication channels, and ensuring that all parties were informed and synchronized throughout the operation. And then we had David Shepard, the logistics coordinator. David Shepard was responsible for managing the logistical aspects of the operation, including transportation, safe houses, and resource allocation. His meticulous planning and attention to detail ensured that the team had everything they needed to execute the mission without a hitch. The combined efforts of these key players were instrumental in the success of Operation Pimlico. Their diverse skills and unwavering commitment to the mission exemplified the dedication required to execute one of the most daring rescues in Cold War history. Now we're going to explore the execution of this audacious plan, the challenges faced by MI6, and the remarkable success of Operation Pimlico, which stands as a testament to the courage and ingenuity of those who operated in the shadows during one of the most intense periods of Cold War history. The execution of Operation Pimlico was a remarkable feat of planning, coordination, and bravery. With Oleg Gordievsky's life hanging in the balance, MI6 undertook a complex and high-stakes mission to extract him from the Soviet Union. We're going to dive into take a deeper look at the escape plan, the roles of MI6 agents and collaborators, and the challenges they faced during the execution of this operation. The escape plan for Operation Pimlico was a meticulously crafted operation designed to outsmart the KGB and safely bring Gordievsky to the West. The plan was built around a series of coordinated maneuvers and contingencies to ensure Gordievsky's safe passage across borders. The escape route was carefully planned to minimize exposure and avoid detection by the KGB. The route involved Gordievsky's traveling from Moscow to a designated rendezvous point near the Finnish border where he would be met by MI6 operatives. Gordievsky had to leave Moscow without arousing suspicion. He was instructed to take a train from Moscow to Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, a city closer to the Finnish border, under the guise of a routine work assignment. From Leningrad, Gordievsky traveled to a remote location near the Finnish border. This leg of the journey required navigating through a series of checkpoints and avoiding KGB surveillance. The final leg of the escape involved crossing the heavily guarded Soviet-Finnish border. This part of the plan required precise timing and coordination with MI6 operatives waiting on the Finnish side to facilitate his passage into the West. The escape plan employed several innovative methods to ensure success. Disguises and cover stories. Gordievsky and the operatives used disguises and cover stories to blend in and avoid attracting attention. Gordievsky adopted the appearance of a typical Soviet citizen on a business trip, complete with appropriate documentation and behavior. Surveillance evasion techniques. The plan included techniques to evade surveillance, such as using public transportation, taking indirect routes, and employing counter-surveillance measures to identify and avoid KGB tails. And of course, secure communications. Throughout the operation, secure communication methods were used to coordinate movements and provide updates. These included prearranged signals and encrypted messages to ensure that all parties were synchronized. The success of Operation Pimlico relied on the expertise and dedication of MI6 agents and their collaborators who played crucial roles at every step of this turn, which we previously discussed in the prior segment. But you know, we had Pixon, he created operatives' activities and served as the point of contact with Gordievsky. And then Sarah Parrish, she managed secure communications, ensuring that all operatives and Gordievsky remained informed and connected throughout the operation. And outside of MI6, they also worked closely with allied intelligence agencies and local contacts to facilitate the operation, including Finnish intelligence and local trusted contacts that offered intelligence on KGB movements and checkpoints. The execution of Operation Pimlico was fraught with challenges as the team navigated a hostile environment under constant threat of detection. The KGB's surveillance capabilities were formidable, with agents and informants monitoring key locations and transportation routes. MI6 operatives employed counter-surveillance techniques to identify and evade KGB agents. This involved constant vigilance and adaptability to ensure that Gordievsky's movements remained undetected. The team occasionally employed false trails and diversions to mislead potential pursuers and create confusion about their true intentions. Crossing the Soviet-Finnish border was one of the most challenging aspects of the operation, requiring meticulous planning and execution. The route to the border was dotted with checkpoints manned by Soviet security forces. Gordievsky had to pass through these checkpoints without raising suspicion, relying on his cover story and forged documents. The border itself was heavily guarded with patrols and surveillance designed to prevent unauthorized crossings. The team had to time their movements precisely to exploit gaps in security and ensure a smooth transition across the border. The operation was conducted under adverse conditions, including unpredictable weather and limited visibility, which added complexity to the team's efforts. Poor weather conditions could complicate travel and communication, requiring the team to adapt their plans and remain flexible in their approach. Operating in a foreign country with limited resources necessitated careful resource management and reliance on local support networks. Operation Pimlico, the daring mission to extract Oleg Gordievsky from the Soviet Union, was fraught with challenges and moments of high tension. The mission required navigating a web of KGB surveillance, hostile territory, and unpredictable variables. We're now going to dive into the specific challenges faced during the operation, the close encounters that nearly compromised the mission, and the quick thinking and expertise that allowed the team to overcome these obstacles. Execution of Operation Pimlico involved a series of daunting challenges that tested the resolve and ingenuity of the MI6 team. Each step of the mission was carefully planned, but the volatile environment and ever-present threat of detection required constant vigilance and adaptability. Starting off with, you had to avoid KGB surveillance. KGB's surveillance network was extensive and sophisticated, posing a significant challenge to Gordievsky and the MI6 operatives. KGB had Gordievsky under constant surveillance, with agents and informants tracking his movements and activities. This required the team to employ advanced counter-surveillance techniques to avoid detection. KGB was known for its rigorous counterintelligence operations, employing a variety of methods to identify and neutralize threats. This meant that the MI6 team had to remain one step ahead, anticipating the KGB's moves and adjusting their plans accordingly. Crossing the heavily guarded Soviet-Finnish border presented a significant logistical and strategic challenge. Like we mentioned, the route to the border was dust Soviet checkpoints manned by security forces trained to identify and apprehend suspicious individuals. Gordievsky needed to pass through these checkpoints without raising suspicion. And of course, the border security, like we mentioned, the MI6 team had to time their movements precisely to exploit the gaps in security and ensure a seamless transition across the border. Maintaining secure communication and coordination was critical to the operation's success, yet fraught with risks. Ensuring that all communication was secure and encrypted was vital to prevent interception by the KGB. Any breach in communication security could compromise the entire mission. The operation required seamless coordination between operatives on both sides of the border, necessitating precise timing and clear communication despite the challenges posed by distance and potential signal interference. Despite meticulous planning, several close encounters and moments of crisis nearly jeopardized the mission. The quick thinking and adaptability of the MI6 team were crucial in overcoming these challenges. During the operation, there were several instances where the team narrowly avoided detection by KGB agents. At one point, the team encountered an unexpected KGB patrol near the border. The operatives had to remain calm and execute evasive maneuvers to avoid confrontation, utilizing their knowledge of the terrain and surveillance patterns to skip past undetected. Reports of the suspicious activity in the area led to increased KGB patrols and scrutiny. The team had to quickly adjust their plans and routes to avoid these intensified security measures. Passing through checkpoints posed a significant risk, with Gordievsky at one point facing intense scrutiny from Soviet border guards. Gordievsky's forged documents were closely inspected by a suspicious guard, leading to a tense standoff. His ability to remain composed and provide a plausible explanation was critical in deflecting attention and preventing further investigation. An unexpected delay at a checkpoint required the team to alter their timing and coordination, forcing them to improvise and adapt their plans on the fly. Maintaining secure communication across the border presented challenges that required quick resolution to prevent compromise. At one point, communication signals were disrupted by adverse weather conditions. causing a temporary breakdown in coordination. The team had to rely on prearranged backup signals and contingency plans to maintain synchronization. A miscommunication involving encrypted messages almost led to a misunderstanding about Gordievsky's movements, necessitating immediate corrective action to ensure the operation proceeded smoothly. And now we're going to take a look on how the successful rescue affected relations between the UK and the Soviet Union. The extraction of Gordievsky, a high-ranking KGB officer, was a significant embarrassment for the Soviet Union. It exposed vulnerabilities within their security apparatus and highlighted the reach and capabilities of Western intelligence services. So, starting off with the Soviet response, the Soviet government was initially reluctant to publicly acknowledge Gordievsky's defection, as doing so would reveal the extent of the KGB's breach. However, internally, there was a push to tighten security measures and increase scrutiny of personnel with access to sensitive information. The successful extraction strained diplomatic relations between the UK and the Soviet Union. The Soviets viewed the operation as a direct affront, leading to increased suspicion and hostility towards Western diplomats and officials. In the wake of Gordievsky's defection, both the UK and the Soviet Union engaged in a series of diplomatic expulsions. The UK expelled several Soviet diplomats suspected of espionage activities, while the Soviet Union retaliated by expelling British diplomats. These expulsions marked a period of heightened diplomatic tension and reduced cooperation between the two nations. The operation had broader implications for Cold War dynamics, influencing how both superpowers perceived and interacted with each other. The success of Operation Pimlico reinforced the perception of Western intelligence agencies as highly capable and resourceful, capable of penetrating even the most secure Soviet operations. This perception contributed to a shift in the balance of power as the Soviets realized the extent of Western espionage capabilities. The operation heightened paranoia within the Soviet leadership and intelligence services, leading to more aggressive counterintelligence measures and a crackdown on perceived disloyalty. This atmosphere of distrust further isolated Soviet officials and increased internal repression. Operation Pimlico demonstrated the effectiveness of coordinated and daring espionage operations, prompting a reevaluation of tactics on both sides of the Iron Curtain. There was now an emphasis on human intelligence, improved extraction techniques, and counterintelligence measures. The operation also had a significant impact on the role and perception of double agents within the intelligence community. Gordievsky's intelligence contributions underscored the strategic value of double agents, prompting intelligence agencies to prioritize the recruitment and management of such assets. The success of the operation reinforced the belief that double agents could play a decisive role in shaping Cold War outcomes. The operation also highlighted the risks associated with handling double agents, particularly the potential for exposure and the consequences of betrayal. Intelligence agencies became more cautious in their recruitment and management of double agents, implementing stricter security measures to protect their identities and operations. The psychological toll on double agents became more apparent as the operation demonstrated the immense pressure and danger faced by individuals operating in such roles. Agencies began to recognize the need for support systems to help agents cope with the stress and risks associated with their work. The successful extraction of Oleg Gordievsky from the Soviet Union was a significant triumph for MI6 and Western intelligence, but also marked the beginning of a new chapter in Gordievsky's life. Once safely in the West, Gordievsky's experiences and insights continued to shape intelligence operations and influence public perceptions of the Cold War. We're going to dive into his life post-rescue, his contributions to intelligence, and the broader significance of his defection. After his dramatic escape from the Soviet Union, Gordievsky settled in the United Kingdom, where he was granted asylum and provided with a new identity to protect him from potential KGB retaliation. Gordievsky faced the challenge of adjusting to life in a new country away from the familiar environment of the Soviet Union. Despite the cultural and personal adjustments required, he embraced his new life and found a supportive community within the UK. One of Gordievsky's initial challenges was being separated from his family, who remained in the Soviet Union. His wife Layla and their two daughters were eventually allowed to join him in the UK in 1991, following the collapse of the Soviet Union. This reunion marked a significant personal milestone and provided Gordievsky with a sense of stability and belonging. Even after his defection, Gordievsky's contributions to Western intelligence continued to be invaluable. His insights and expertise provided a unique perspective on Soviet operations and intentions. Gordievsky was extensively debriefed by MI6 and other Western intelligence agencies, providing detailed accounts of KGB operations, personnel, and strategies. His information helped to fill critical gaps in the West's understanding of Soviet intelligence activities and informed ongoing operations. Gordievsky became a sought-after expert on Soviet affairs, delivering lectures and consulting with intelligence agencies to enhance their understanding of Soviet tactics and methods. His first-hand experience as a former KGB officer provided a rare and valuable perspective. Gordievsky's defection and subsequent contributions to intelligence were widely recognized, earning him accolades and honors. Over time, Gordievsky became more publicly recognized as a key figure in Cold War espionage. His story captured the imagination of the public and highlighted the human element of intelligence work. Gordievsky was awarded the Companion of the Most Distinguished Order of St. Michael and St. George by the British government in recognition of his services to British intelligence. This honor underscored the significance of his contributions to the West's understanding of Soviet operations. Operation Pimlico underscored the critical role that human intelligence plays in gathering information and shaping strategic decisions. Gordievsky's intelligence contributions highlighted the strategic value of double agents. His first-hand insights into Soviet operations provided the West with a significant advantage, demonstrating the importance of recruiting and managing human assets with access to high-level information. The operation emphasized the need for building trust within agents and ensuring their protection. The extraction of Gordievsky showcased the importance of maintaining secure communication, providing support, and planning for contingencies to safeguard valuable assets. The success of Operation Pimlico was largely due to meticulous planning and coordination across multiple levels of MI6 and allied agencies. The operation reinforced the critical importance of secure communication and intelligence work. Operation Pimlico also highlighted the psychological and ethical dimensions of intelligence work. The lessons learned from Operation Pimlico informed the evolution of espionage tactics and strategies, influencing how intelligence agencies approached future operations. Agencies refined their recruitment practices to identify and cultivate potential double agents with access to valuable information. Operations served as a blueprint for future exfiltration missions, leading to the development of improved techniques and protocols for extracting assets from hostile environments. And the success of the operation reinforced the emphasis on human intelligence as a critical component of intelligence gathering. Operation Pimlico highlighted the benefits of interagency collaboration, prompting intelligence agencies to strengthen their partnerships and coordination efforts. The operation also spurred technological advancements in communication and surveillance, driving innovation in intelligence tools and systems. And with that, we have reached the end of our episode. Let us know your thoughts on this story in the comment section below. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Hit that subscribe button down below, that shiny subscribe button. And of course, if you want to support the channel even more, you can go ahead and buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring a new host, be able to pay them, and hopefully take this show on the road. We'd definitely love to do live episodes from, you know, crime scenes across the country, even the world. Perhaps we can do an episode showing you the route that Gordievsky took, and your help make that happen. So if you want to help us, just go to buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. With that, we'd like to thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.